Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know, life throws a lot our way, curveballs, disappointments, even the occasional cosmic punch in the gut. And sometimes, it feels like holding onto all that anger and resentment is just, well, exhausting. That's where today's episode comes in, friends. We're diving deep into the power of forgiveness and mercy, to Stoic principles that can truly transform your life. Ever felt stuck in a cycle of bitterness? You know that feeling when you replay past wrongs over and over again, letting them poison your thoughts and actions? Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? Holding on to grudges isn't just bad for your mental health, it's also holding you back from living your best life. So, how do we break free from this negativity spiral and embrace the liberating power of forgiveness and mercy? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will equip you to become a master of emotional resilience. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning. It's easy to confuse forgiveness with saying what someone did was okay, but it's absolutely not. Forgiveness is about releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on you. Think of it like this: holding onto anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering in the long run. It's about choosing to move forward, unburdened by past hurts. 2. It's a journey, not a destination. Forgiveness isn't a switch you flick on. It takes time, effort, and often a lot of introspection. There will be good days and bad days, but remember, every step towards forgiveness is a victory. Just like building muscle, it gets easier with practice. 3. Self-forgiveness is crucial. We all make mistakes, big and small. Sometimes, we even hurt those we love. Holding on to guilt and shame only magnifies the pain. Practice self-compassion. Acknowledge your missteps, learn from them, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. 4. Mercy is about understanding. It's not just about forgiving others, it's also about extending compassion to those who may have wronged you. Try to see things from their perspective. Were they acting out of fear? Were they struggling with their own demons? Understanding can pave the way for forgiveness and, ultimately, greater empathy. 5. Forgiveness sets you free. This one is huge, folks. When you let go of anger and resentment, you unlock a sense of freedom that's truly liberating. You're no longer tethered to the past, you're free to focus on building a brighter future for yourself. Think about it, wouldn't it feel amazing to finally shed those emotional burdens and step into your power? Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a careless mistake that impacts your project. Your initial reaction is anger, frustration boils over as you consider the extra hours you'll now have to put in. But hold on. Take a deep breath. Practice some stoic self-control. Instead of letting anger cloud your judgment, remember the principles we just discussed. Think about it. This colleague probably didn't intentionally sabotage your work. They might be feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or simply had a bad day. Extend them a little mercy, offer support instead of criticism. You could even see this as an opportunity to learn and grow together. By choosing forgiveness over anger, you not only diffuse the situation, but also cultivate a more positive and productive work environment. So, there you have it, folks. 5 powerful keys to unlock the transformative power of forgiveness and mercy. Remember, this isn't about being naive or letting people walk all over you. It's about choosing strength, wisdom, and compassion in the face of adversity. By mastering these principles, you'll not only live a more fulfilling life, but also become a beacon of light for those around you. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to practice forgiveness or mercy? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember to stay strong, stay wise, and keep living your best Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.